Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, where we break down the world of digital assets for everyone in bite-sized steps. I'm your host, John.
And I'm Sarah. Today, we're tackling a topic that's on a lot of people's minds, cryptocurrency and retirement. Specifically, for those over 40 years of age, is it a viable option?
It's a big question, for sure. We've discussed this many times in the DBM Academy community over the years, and a pretty interesting framework for how to think about this has developed. As ever, any conversation is for educational purposes only and not financial advice.
Absolutely. Let's get started by acknowledging a tough reality for many. Traditional retirement savings just aren't cutting it for a lot of people. So where does crypto fit in? Well, as many know, DBM propose a three-part strategy.
The first step is what could be called foundational assets. This is where you allocate a small portion of your portfolio to the assets we know, like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Think of them as digital gold and digital infrastructure positions.
Next is income generation, which we always find fascinating. This part focuses mainly on stablecoins, which are predominantly digital assets pegged to the US dollar. The idea is to earn yield on these stablecoins, with potential returns of anywhere between 5 to 60% annually, subject to your risk tolerance.
The third and final step for the more adventurous is growth opportunities. This is an even smaller slice of the pie, dedicated to higher risk, early stage crypto projects, or innovations in decentralized finance, or DeFi. Here we look for equity plus yield in one ecosystem. Not easy, but our work proves it is possible if the required skills and resilience is in play.
Fascinating. So we can create a sound business model using globally interconnected assets like Bitcoin and use the growth in these to fund yield from proven mechanisms. So how do some of these stablecoin strategies actually generate income?
Often this is done by lending out the stablecoins to borrowers to create a return or participating in automated trading pools known as DLPs. Of course, there are the usual common risks, volatility, tech risks like bugs and smart contracts, regulatory changes, and liquidity issues. But with the required diligence, skills, and experience, the right mechanisms can be found.
The skills are crucial, for sure. What are some key takeaways for managing risk?
Pretty standard, but usual recommendations apply. As ever, only invest what you can afford to lose. Use dollar cost averaging to smooth out your entry points, store your assets securely, have a clear exit strategy, and consider working with professionals who are working ahead of you. The main message is to take it slow, educate yourself, and be cautious. As we know, greed will kill you in this space.
It sounds like a measured and sensible approach, not an all-or-nothing gamble, but a calculated diversification to properly position in what is an amazing space, with now proven technologies that provide over 50% CAGR and up to 60% yield. Quite extraordinary.
Exactly. It's about seeing digital assets as a tool in your larger financial toolbox, not the whole toolbox. The days of being 100% reliant on financial advisors who only work in the failing fiat currency space are over. We suggest always seeking financial education if you are serious about making a real difference in your medium to long-term position. Well, thanks for tuning into this episode of the ever-popular DBM Academy. As ever, if you require more information on a proven model and how to build a solid digital asset balance sheet, then put it to work every day, we will see you in the DBM.academy.
Oh, and don't forget, John, to make life a lot easier for members, DBM now have their brand new Wealth Builder series starting in September. This powerful course is where members can access monthly training on how to create and deploy a professional digital asset business designed to grow income and assets from start to finish. Look out for how to access the course, folks. We can't wait to get started. Thanks for being here, and go make a difference.